Lisa, is this enough stuff for the salad?
It's cooking night at the Family Resource Center on the Sheldon Jackson campus. Five kids are putting together a stir-fry dinner, coaxed along by five staff members.
Done?
You're good. You're done.
Okay.
Cooking Night is one of the many programs offered by the Youth Advocates of Sitka. The nonprofit was founded in 1975 to provide mental health services to the island's young people, but it's kept a relatively low profile. And after 37 years, many Sitkans don't know much about it. If they do, it's often through the organization's presence in schools. But the organization has a much broader mission. It seeks to be a resource for kids coping with everything from trauma to trouble at school, from a death in the family to homelessness. Annette Becker is the executive director.
We're here to provide support to the youth so that they can function successfully, they can stay in their homes, they can stay in their community so that they don't have to transition out of the community.
In March, the organization moved into the newly renovated Armstrong Building on the Sheldon Jackson campus. The building houses three separate programs. There's the Community Mental Health Program, which offers kids individual and family therapy and field staff in the schools. There's a therapeutic foster care program, and there's a transitional living program for homeless youth. YAS also runs the Hansen House, a residential treatment center for kids dealing with emotional and behavioral issues.
The great thing about YAS is we do have really wraparound services, so we might get a client when they're in fifth grade in the community mental health program, and then as they get older, they may need more help, and they might, say, go into the Hansen House. And then when they complete that, they might go into therapeutic foster care or the transitional living program so we can support them, you know, through all of their childhood and teenage years.
Jennifer McLaughlin is a skills trainer and case manager.
And I think that it provides a kind of support for kids that, you know, if you don't get healthy boundaries and good relationships with adults in your personal life, it's really life-changing for kids to be able to form those relationships in these kind of settings and learn to trust adults.
I love Jennifer. She like helps me work the fax machine when I can't figure it out and how to fill out forms. And, you know, she gives me the little questions that make me second guess everything I'm thinking, and it kind of keeps me on my toes, and I didn't really have that.
Kalina, who is 21, has been in the transitional living program since December. The program targets young people between 16 and 21 who, for whatever reason, can't live at home.
Part of the reason I joined it was to kind of gain my independence and get a feel for what it was like to live on my own and get some help with some of the things that I was dealing with my personal life.
The staff at Youth Advocates of Sitka worked with Kalina on budgeting and meal planning and helped her apply for jobs. She now works full-time and hopes to move into her own place sometime this fall.
Set the table then?
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
Most of the kids at Cooking Night are residents at the Hansen House, which takes in youth from all over the state who are dealing with everything from substance abuse to violence at home to emotional issues. One resident came to the Hansen House from Anchorage.
I kind of had a substance abuse with alcohol. I've been drinking since I was 15. I'm 18 now, and I don't know, I felt like I wanted to come to an end, so I was in jail in Anchorage, and I decided to come to the Hansen House.
The house serves kids age 10 to 18, offering therapy and skills training. Cooking Night is one piece of that. Kids attend local schools and are part of community programs like the Fine Arts Camp.
I don't know, I never thought of like a treatment place to be like this. It's like a regular home, and you can apply for jobs and stuff, and I just find it really nice to actually be here.
In the last 18 months, Youth Advocates of Sitka has worked with over 150 young people in all of its programs. According to its own statistics, about a third of their clients were dealing with substance abuse, over half were experiencing depression, and three-quarters were coping with anxiety. A vast majority had dealt with some major trauma. For Becker and Clinical Director Libby Stortz, the idea at the heart of the organization's work is to help kids find different ways to express the emotions they're coping with.
They're all amazing. They all have great strengths, and I think sometimes because of their behaviors are challenging for adults or others in the community, that
it's hard for people to recognize that underneath those challenging behaviors there's a terrific kid who's trying to grow up and do a good job of being a person in the world.
And at least one 18-year-old resident of Hansen House said he hoped that Youth Advocates of Sitka could help him find a new path.
And I became an uncle yesterday. Puts a weird view on life. Gotta get used to it. Not really a good role model as of now, but... but I'm getting there.
In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.